Time now for your comments. First, a correction. In a newscast on July 21st, NPR reported on a United Nations vote on the construction of a separation barrier in and around the West Bank. We reported the UN voted unanimously to declare illegal the construction of that barrier. In fact, the vote was not unanimous. It was 150-6 with 10 abstentions. We received many emails about last week's report on Asra Nomani, the Muslim woman who's fighting for women's rights at her West Virginia mosque. In that report, Nomani contrasts her mosque with the central mosque in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. When she visited during the Hajj, she said, women prayed next to men. But listener Mike Daly of Fairfax, Virginia says that description was incomplete. He writes that when he was recently in Mecca, he saw men and women mixing during certain religious rituals. But he adds, quote, for the most part, men and women do not intermingle during prayers. In fact, at one evening prayer, he writes, his wife was forced to leave the central courtyard of the mosque because the spot she had chosen was not within the area reserved for women. Daly continues that, yes, quote, during the Hajj, there is much less emphasis on the separation of men and women. He guesses it's a practical way of dealing with the huge crowds during the annual pilgrimage. A second grade teacher in Mossville, Illinois, Carolyn Hunt, writes that she was disappointed by a story on the No Child Left Behind Act. She writes, your reporter said that there was one consensus about the act, which is that educators can no longer be allowed to make excuses for the failure of students. As a passionate teacher, I'm offended by such statements, which imply I'm not already doing everything I can to provide for my students. Several of you objected to last week's report about former Georgia Senator Max Cleland, in particular, a critical comment made about him by conservative commentator Ann Coulter. Listener Paula Wineland of Glenside, Pennsylvania, called the criticism inappropriate. She continues, to me, a triple amputee who gets out of bed in the morning and tries to accomplish something worthwhile fits my definition of a hero, no matter whether he's a Republican or a Democrat, conservative or liberal. Send your comments to morning@npr.org, and please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.